SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism, where we break down ancient wisdom for modern living. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of offering yourself a little understanding, you unleash a barrage of negativity? Trust me, I've been there. We all have those moments where we beat ourselves up over mistakes or perceived shortcomings. But what if I told you there's a better way? A way to cultivate kindness towards yourself, even when things get tough. That's exactly what we're exploring today. First off, let's define these concepts because they are often misunderstood. Self-compassion isn't about being overly indulgent or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about treating yourself with the same warmth and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a hard time. And self-forgiveness? That's letting go of past regrets and guilt, recognizing that we are all human and capable of making mistakes. It's about choosing to move forward with grace rather than dwelling on what's already happened. So how do we actually put this into practice? Well, here are five key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion and self-forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We all screw up. It's part of being human. Instead of berating yourself for mistakes, remind yourself that everyone makes them. Think about your favorite fictional character. Even they have their flaws and make bad choices sometimes. Don't be afraid to embrace your own imperfections. 2. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you catch yourself engaging in negative self-talk, gently redirect your attention to the present moment. Notice the sensations around you, your breath, or the sounds you hear. This can help break the cycle of self-criticism. 3. Use affirmations. Talk to yourself kindly. Replace those harsh inner voices with positive affirmations that remind you of your strengths and worth. Instead of "I'm so stupid for making that mistake," try something like "Everyone makes mistakes, and this is an opportunity to learn and grow." 4. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist about your struggles. Sharing your experiences can be incredibly cathartic and help you gain perspective. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. 5. Practice forgiveness. This applies to both to yourself and others. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. Forgive yourself for past mistakes, acknowledge that you've learned from them, and move on with compassion. Extend forgiveness to those who have wronged you, understanding that everyone makes mistakes and deserves a chance at redemption. Let me share a real-life example. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation, and despite your best efforts, you stumble over some of your words. You might feel embarrassed, disappointed in yourself, and tempted to spiral into negative self-talk. But instead, try practicing self-compassion. It's okay that I made a few minor mistakes. Everyone gets nervous sometimes. I did my best, and I'm proud of myself for taking the chance to share my ideas. Then, forgive yourself, acknowledge that it happened, learn from it, and move forward with confidence. Remember, self-compassion and self-forgiveness are not about being perfect. They're about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, even when you make mistakes. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion and self-forgiveness today. Share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words of wisdom. And let me know your thoughts on social media. I love connecting with all of you. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves. You've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.